You're listening to Stagger Cast, brought to you by Stagger Gear.
Open it.
Deer crossing the road.
Yep. All right. Welcome back.
Another episode of Stagger Cast Shorts from the road.
Rest in peace,
Ozzy Osbourne. Right there. Little tribute there in the opening.
That got me down. That got me down big time. The legends. All these legends are dying, and there's not that kind of people to replace them.
No farm program like that.
He'll never be replaceable.
Well,
old Ansel there. He said one time, I don't know if he was drunk or what, but he's like, I like Ozzy, and he goes, and then I had Black Sabbath on right out. Hey, these guys suck. I said, you know that's Ozzy, right? What? Loves Ozzy, hates Black Sabbath. Anyways, we're back.
Yeah, we're on the road. We're in the great state of Maine, and we're heading back towards New Hampshire right now.
Apologize. Yeah, apologize for the volume, and we have got a confirmed kill today.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a trip to Maine if we didn't have a confirmed kill. What type of bird you smoked? You pull out your bird gnat for that, or no?
Yeah, it was a white-throated sparrow, a chipping sparrow, a house sparrow. Well, it was a sparrow.
Yeah, you turned it into one.
It kamikazed right into the hood. And I was upset for a minute. Had a half a mouthful of pizza pie.
Pizza pie for the road.
Yep, we had we've had a couple. So we came up last night.
Yeah.
And we've had some weird food. I'll tell you that. We didn't plan ahead. We ended up eating 10 o'clock last night. Our dinner was
some microwave junk.
A couple Hot Pockets.
Chicken sandwich.
Yep.
Yep.
This morning.
Well, we didn't want to drive through Moose Country in the dark last night, so we left a little early, and we got up here.
Yep.
Got a hotel.
So we're up on a camera mission right now. So. Yeah.
Well, we're heading home now, but yep. Just finishing up the camera mission.
Yeah, we usually do a turn and burn. We come up, and then we go back same day. Yeah, that's pretty rough.
We usually leave your house, 3:30 in the morning, and we do that, and then come back late. But
it was nice. We stayed at a hotel last night. It was good.
Got one area knocked out last night.
Yep.
Before, so we didn't have to worry about that today, one of our main areas. And,
Freaking mosquitoes and horse flies.
Oh, my God.
The woods does not want you in it right now. I'll tell you that much, dude. It was bad. We've got half pound of DEET on us apiece.
Yeah, I
got
to go shower and soak that shit off.
And the horse flies don't care about the DEET. They're coming whether you got the DEET or not. So, it's been a good trip. We got a bunch of scouting done. We actually saw some scrapes that were actually opened up.
Yeah,
so.
Some freshly opened up scrapes, especially in that first area we checked last night. There was definitely some deer kicking around in there. I mean, you already got some pictures come through, right? A little bit of cell service in there. You get a cell cam on that area. And
had two fawns nursing off a doe right in the scrape.
That's
pretty cool. I'll have to get the video on that. But that was last night. We got a bunch down. That was a long hike, and we ended up coming out in the dark. And we had some cameras in there from last year that we had to, like, refresh and get some new batteries.
A couple new bucks that showed up, though.
Yep.
Late season before we pulled those down. Well, when was the last time we checked that? Probably mid-November, and then they just sat there all winter long.
Yep. So we got up early this morning and headed up into a bigger piece, and we kind of split up, stayed together a little bit, but we split up and we got a whole bunch done, a whole bunch of scouting done. You never get everything done you think you're going to get done, but
we turned and burned, though. Put some miles on the boots, fast for sure. I mean, how many cameras we put out? I think we put out probably about 10.
10, yeah.
10 today.
A lot of them aren't cells. They're just ones that are just going to. You have one on a pond. You have one on a moose bog. Some of it's just for fun, you know.
Yeah, the moose wallow spot I come across today, it was up above this cut. And right at the top of the cut, there's this beautiful little moose wallow. You can see they've been in it, just this little boggy area. So I said, I'm going to put a camera right on there for Greg. I know you like that stuff. So
hell yeah.
Nice mountain range behind it, and it'll be in the background. So it'll be some cool videos coming out of that. Just see what there is for moose kicking around up there.
Yep, and then I got a mountain saddle that I got up. Camera in, and about a month ago I had a bear's face, and then the camera went dead. So I climbed up in there today, and it looks like the bear opened the camera up, hit the button, and the battery's ejected out. And he gnawed on a couple lithium batteries, and then he just left. So I put him back in and popped it in, and the freaking camera works, but I changed the batteries on it. But that's a really good moose spot. Get some cool videos coming through. So.
Yeah, don't ever get a lot of bucks here. Get bucks and does. The bucks, they're up there, but they don't travel on that main path. They're always traveling, what, 100 yards further in the woods right there?
Yeah, right down in the woods where
there's signposts and everything right there.
It's all wet and it's got, you know, the signposts, but
they don't walk through that main area though.
Yeah.
Hardly. A few times we had some bucks go through there, but not too often.
No, but we did a lot of raspberries out right now.
A lot of blueberries.
High level, a lot of blueberries. Found some chanterelles.
Yeah, you didn't pluck any though, did you?
No, I was gonna today, and then I'd been in a hurry, so I didn't. But and then we saw a couple clutches of partridge too, with some babies. One of them bluff charged you.
Yeah, I know. Had a partridge bluff charge me.
You stepped right into a patch of kiddos, and then the mom came out.
Yeah, she came out
pissed.
Behind a stump, about ready to roll me.
And then so we split up there. You went on a wicked hike. I got back to the rig, and I wasn't feeling good. I had to go up and relieve myself, and that was a whole fucking issue.
That's never fun this time of year in the woods.
I went to a stump that I had used before, and I was sitting there doing my business, and the stump decided to just fucking
cavitate on you.
It cavitated on me, and I ended up falling right into the proceeds. And what a fucking cleanup mission that was. That was an all-timer. I ended up in a brook. You know, way to wash your hands in the woods. You gotta just freaking rub dirt, then water, then dirt, then water, and you're just hoping that it doesn't smell. But it was bad. It was bad. So at least I didn't have to cut a shirt or anything. But oh man, I ended up having to I had to fucking trade you a pack of gummy bears just for some more toilet paper. So anyways, that sucked.
Yeah, it's never good when you have to clean off in a beaver bog. You got Giardia the long way.
Yeah. On the first guy to ever get Giardia through the rectum instead of the mouth. Anyways, that's bad. You guys can shut the podcast off.
Yeah, we'll end it right there. See you later. Goodbye. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just a fucking mess. Anyways, but.
Well, thanks for that special segment. I wasn't expecting to go down that rabbit hole there, but.
Yeah, just, you got to, if you're going to tell stories, you got to tell the whole damn
thing.
Tell them
honest, I guess. So. You shot us straight on that one. Holy shit.
But we got a lot done. We got, you know, we only probably got about half done with what we want to do, but.
Take another trip up in a month or so and go from there and.
For sure.
Keep on chipping away at it. We're trying to find a few specific bucks that we're trying to zone in on and find where they're hanging out.
We did have one.
We had a few velvet bucks in that one area on a camera we pulled from that was soaking all winter long. There's, what, 3-4 different velvet bucks in there, a few nice ones coming up through.
Yeah, we had one a-hole that messed with the camera and jammed our SD card in backwards.
Yeah, that camera we put out, you checked it last, I think, Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, Thanksgiving week.
And then I went back down in there and checked it today, and I opened it up and said no S or like card error or whatever like that, and I look, and you know, on those wild games the card only goes in one way really, and but if you force it you can get it to go, and someone had pulled the card out, wiped it, and then stuck it back in the opposite way and was jammed up in there.
Like, why?
Yeah, what I don't care hell? If you check it, just freaking don't need to wipe it.
Yeah, just freaking,
and at least put the card back in the right way.
Yeah,
so that camera was pretty well done.
Some people just get really freaking weird about having their picture taken, I guess.
I guess so. I guess I never really see anybody down in there, though.
No.
I don't know, but somebody must have been shed hunting or something nearby and stumbled across it.
That could be.
Wiped it. And then jammed it back up in there, so that kind of sucked. I was looking forward to checking that.
Yep.
Getting some good pictures there, because there's always bucks in the spring in there that are velvet going through there, so.
We had another turkey this year that was way out.
Yeah, out in the middle of nowhere.
Out in the middle of fucking logging country where it shouldn't be.
Big old long beard out in the middle of nowhere just walking down a moose trail. Yeah. It's always cool to see.
But there's no shortage of bucks, man. There's plenty of bucks.
Plenty of deer, too. I mean, that one area where you had that camera soaking all winter, just does and does and does. And it was pretty funny to see because you put that in there beginning mid-November.
Yep.
And watching the massive doe groups leave, like heading down towards town to get to the yard.
Yep.
All left, and then it was just some coyotes running around up there during the winter months in the snow. And then, what is it, like March 20th, I think? March 15th?
Would they leave the first week of January? They left. They came back the mid-March?
It was like March 15th or March 20th, and it was like these same massive groups of does just following the same trail going back up.
Yep.
Just cool to see.
It was weird to see, too, like our resident bucks that we've been hunting,
They were gone by Thanksgiving week.
Yep, and then all of a sudden, there was bucks that we'd never seen before that moved in.
I think it was just bucks that are farther north coming down, like heading towards town.
Yeah.
All our bucks that we primarily hunted through the season in there were gone by, it was like November 24th.
Yep.
Gone.
That was crazy.
Not a single buck that we had that we hunted all season long. You know, we had pictures of through October, first week of November, second week of November. By that third week, Thanksgiving week, gone. Absolutely gone. And then it was just some new ones that trickled in.
Yep. So, I don't know. It's just, I was telling Adam earlier, is the chances of actually getting a buck that we are targeting is pretty slim because there's so many good bucks that
there is a lot of
course,
of
you're not
going
to be able to differentiate when things are going quick, too. They're just, mm-hmm. you see a nice rack, you're going to shoot it. So the odds of us actually shooting a deer we get on camera are pretty slim, but we just like to come up here and do this because we feel like we're doing something that's pushing us closer to actually accomplishing, you know, what the goal is. But
it's good just to get out. But, man, are the bugs bad like you're saying. Holy shit.
I went into a swamp about knee deep too, and it just the woods does not want you in it this
Didn't
time
you
of year.
Wipe out one time today too.
I ate shit one time. Yeah, well the raspberries are up to your eyes, so then you don't know if you're stepping on solid ground or you don't know if you're going into a hole.
Yeah.
So one time I went into a hole, but it wasn't too bad. But
wiped out a little bit.
Love going in just regular woods. I hate fucking walking in cuts this time of year.
Oh, it's horrible. So it's thick.
So bad, but we. Yeah, we had a kind of a funny idea on the way out of the woods here.
What was your idea?
We
Greg had a product idea coming out of the woods when we were coming out of a cut.
Yeah, and we're gonna open up interest here if anybody's interested. But so we went by the spot last year where somebody hung nuts on a tree of a deer.
Yeah.
Then right when you walked in here, you saw the nuts hanging, and you're like, God damn it! You know, it just kind of discouraged you from going in here. So if you have a spot where you want to hunt and you don't want anybody else in here, we're gonna make rubber deer nuts. We're going to sell them. They're going to have hair on them and everything. We're going to sell those, and you can just hang them in all your good spots.
A little defense spot, a little defensive move.
Yeah, people will just hang away from your spot.
Nobody's going to go up there and fondle them either, so how are you going to know they're real?
Yeah, that's the best idea we've had since we had Rodney on, and he wanted to do the deer tail glove.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But imagine if somebody did that. That'd be kind of funny. But no, it's freaking – at least it's not humid.
It was a nice day today. It was about 75, 70, high 70s.
Yep.
A little bit of wind that helped with the bugs a few times. But other than that, man, they were just dive bombing the back of your head and your neck and any exposed skin you had, biting you through a shirt.
We put the deet
right to us, but that didn't seem to stop them. Just crazy. I actually had some ticks on me, too. Last night I pulled when I got ready for bed and was about to go take a shower, I pulled my sock down. I had two ticks kind of like right on my sock line on my left
foot.
Boom, boom. And then today, in one spot when I was waiting for you to get back to the truck, I was sitting on the tailgate and I was just looking around and I had two ticks on my left arm crawling up it on the shirt, not on my skin, and then I had one on my leg and I was like, eh. But other than that, I haven't seen one since this morning in that other spot.
Yeah, I didn't take a shower before bed last night, and I was like, oh no, probably got ticks on me, but I was fine,
right? You had nothing on you?
Yeah. I got up at one point last night, was thinking about a shower, but instead I got a drink and I was out on the deck and you accused me of eating, but I wasn't eating. Well, I was looking at the stars.
And you're outside at 1:40, was it 1:50 in the morning?
Yeah. I was looking for the Aurora Borealis, man. I guess it's supposed to be up here a lot, but I didn't see it.
Went outside and had a soda and looked for the Borealis.
Well, my doctor said if I eat something bad, if I have a diet of soda, it cancels it out.
There you go.
But we tried to fish a few times. Every time we pull over and grab the pole, a hippie would run out from around a tree. So
Literally
everywhere we tried to fish, there was somebody there. So we haven't fished yet, but probably won't.
Probably not this trip. Next time, maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah. So
it's always fun to catch a couple of nice brook trout up there. But, yeah, every hole you stopped at today had somebody in it.
We found some ammo for sale, but Jesus Christ. Remington Corlocks up to $50 a box right now.
Where'd you find that?
At the store where we got the pizza.
$50? I didn't notice that.
$50 for a freaking box of 180.
You think
grams.
It's just a store though, I mean that's not like it's a gun store.
I guess it could be.
That's just like a store.
We ordered a pizza on the way out because we literally nowhere to eat. So it was a good pizza. Wasn't bad.
Good eat. Better than nothing coming out of the woods. That's for sure.
Yep. So now we're just getting packed up for hunt stock. That's in another.
Yeah, that's the next plan. We got some new products we'll be dropping before that.
Yep.
So that'll be coming soon here. But just a quick little check-in from our scouting trip here in Maine.
Yeah. We not come home empty-handed. We got a sparrow down.
Hopefully get some more pictures coming in on a couple cells we get out there. And hopefully next time we go up there and check them, we'll have some more velvet bucks. It'd be kind of cool to see.
Yep, for sure. So, cool.
All right. Quick check-in this week. But we'll be back next week with a full episode. And we'll see you then.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
You're listening to Stagger Cast, brought to you by Stagger Gear.